Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. The first thing I want to say to you is thank you so much for tuning in today. Wherever you are, if you're listening to this, driving to work, on the train, walking outdoors in nature, and if you've got this podcast on, I just want to take a moment to say I really appreciate you, and nothing inspires and motivates me more than when I hear from you. So if you're listening to this right now, reach out to me and let me know the one piece of the one piece of advice that you took away from this podcast today that you're going to implement into your life and into your career. But today I want to talk to you about a topic that I feel particularly passionate about right now, which is future-proofing your career. And I've picked out four key things that I feel like are the most important when we think about accelerating in our careers, getting ahead, and making sure that we have a long, successful career. So the first point that I want to, I guess, discuss today, and this is something, if you've listened to a few of my other podcasts, that I am very passionate about, which is just that constant, continuous learning. Now, I am somebody that loves to learn, and I'm very curious by nature. When something new comes out or something happens in the world, my first reaction isn't, oh God, this is terrible. My first reaction is, oh, this is interesting. Now, from that mindset, from that sort of, I guess, headspace approaching things, I go in to these, when these new technologies come out or these new ideas come out or whatever's going on in my industry, with a very open mind, with a very, I guess, growth mindset. But this whole idea of continuing to upskill, reskill, relearn is becoming more and more important as the pace of change speeds up. Like, I honestly think we're going to see more change in the next decade than probably what I've seen in my entire lifetime. And I can also appreciate and empathize why, to a lot of people, that can be really scary and that can be really confronting. And I guess that there is a lot of fear right now, but on the opposite side of fear is freedom. And what I believe continuing to learn and upskill gives us is this ability to understand something. And once we understand something, we're not as fearful of it. We're not as dismissive of it. We go, oh yeah, I can see how that could have a positive impact on our lives. So one thing that I am diving into a lot right now, or just being very curious about, is, of course, artificial intelligence, blockchain technology, crypto. I think the financial institution is in a bit of a disarray at the moment. So I'm very curious about these types of things and how it could really have a positive impact on our future. So with AI, I'll give you an example of that. Like, I remember playing around with ChatGPT over a year ago. And I remember thinking, this is going to, well, speed up a lot of things that we do in our business. And over time, new platforms and products have come out. And one of those platforms that we use on a frequent basis is a podcast editing tool. And it's all generated by AI. And what used to take us 3 hours now takes us 3 minutes, because, and don't ask me how it happens, I couldn't tell you, but basically we upload it into this platform and it does about a million cuts and just goes bang, 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 pulls out the key pieces, done. 3 minutes later, there's pretty much the edited podcast, and all we've got to do is go in and really sort of refine it, make sure the audio sounds good. I mean, it's incredible, right? But that's just one example. Now, had I not been curious and had I not sort of, I guess, looked into these things and done a bit of research on sort of platforms and how we could utilize it into our business, we never would have come across that tool. So I'm a really big believer in being a student for life, constantly learning, constantly growing. And look, we're all time poor, right? And no one has to go back and study for hours on end. But when you do get some free time, instead of maybe popping on the news or putting on Netflix or, I don't know, sort of putting on music, instead perhaps listen to a podcast or pop a TED talk on about a topic you're interested in, or listen to a YouTube video interview. or just read a chapter of a good book. But I really think if we want to continue to future-proof our careers and keep on being really valuable assets to the companies, the organizations, and the people that we work with, that whole continuous learning piece is absolutely crucial. And I guess within this sort of continuous learning, I also think it's really important to start diversifying our skills. So I was speaking to a software engineer the other day who was very well versed with back-end technology. So very good with Java and Python. And I said to this person, look, a lot of our clients now are looking for more full stack developers, meaning that they want somebody that's got really good back-end technology, but also can do the front-end technology as well. So I suggested to this person, have you looked into React and Angular, Vue.js? And they said, yep, look, I'm definitely sort of going to be looking into those technologies and sort of, I guess, adding more strings to my bow. And then there's other things to look out for if you're in tech, obviously blockchain AI being two of them. But outside of that, cybersecurity, honestly, like that's going to be a huge one moving forward. So there's always new things to learn, but don't be closed off these things. Be very open to diversifying your skill set and be a student for life. In my own sort of, I guess, career and business, my skill set is very much in sales. It's very much in business development. It's in negotiation, rapport building, client engagement. That's what I'm very good at. But one thing I want to get better at is marketing, copywriting, writing really well structured emails. So I'm sort of really getting to the point, really getting my message across. I'm also working on my communication as well and my leadership style as well. So reading books on emotional intelligence and leadership skills. So as a few examples there of never stop learning, never stop growing, never stop trying to be just that 1% better every single day. Pick something that you're interested in. Pick something that you feel could offer value to your own career or to the organization that you work with. And if you do this, trust me, you will be the first one to be getting promoted. You won't be out of work if you constantly are upskilling yourself in whatever career or job that you're in. So be a student for life. The second must do, I believe, and honestly, I think this is becoming more and more of a topic every single week, is really cultivating those soft skills. So I think the word soft skills needs to be changed. I think these actually now need to be called critical skills. So when I say soft skills, what I mean is that whole emotional intelligence piece, self-awareness, adaptability, active listening skills, empathy, critical thinking, problem solving. These are the skills, these human skills of the future. And do you know what? I'm going to give you an example because this literally happened the other week. I was on a call with a CTO and I was taking a job brief for a software engineer. And he said to me, Georgie, on a scale of 0 to 10, I want somebody technically who's about a 6. He said, I, myself and my team, we can train this person, up to where we need them to be, but just get me somebody technically who's a 6. However, when it comes to those softer skills, aka emotional intelligence, problem solving, all of that, communication, I want someone who's an 8. And this is just one example of a client, a business, an organization that is now putting more weight onto those softer skills, those critical skills. And when we even think about, I guess, leadership skills, you know, when I think about good leaders, they embrace these softer skills. They have high levels of emotional intelligence. They can empathize. They can communicate. They're good listeners. So these are the skills of the future. Do not neglect these. And if you do feel like you have a bit of a weakness when it comes to these types of skills, read up on them, research them, work on them. Be a work in progress. We all are. But do not neglect these softer skills when you do think about the future of work, because they're absolutely crucial. Point number three, which I wrote down, and I'll sort of go into detail about what I mean, but have that entrepreneurial mindset. I love this term in a business. I heard it the other day. It's called the intrapreneur. So somebody that's in a business that is always looking around to think, how can we do things better? How can I be better? this curious nature, asking questions like, well, why do we do that? Why are we doing it this way? Could there be a better way? Could there be a more productive way? Could there be an easier way? But what entrepreneurs are really good at is problem solving. They look at things in the world and they go, oh, I want to solve that problem. And I think now more than ever, that mindset in your career is such a fantastic one to adopt. Because when we have this entrepreneurial mindset, we're more creative. We aren't afraid to take a few risks. We aren't afraid to fail, because through taking these risks and having maybe a couple of failures, we learn. So, and I do think as well, because the business I'm working with, they're not sort of people that, well, I'm grateful I don't work for clients like this, but they are very forward thinking. They want people to come in and have that sort of curious and creativity thought process. They are looking for more of that entrepreneur mindset, people who aren't just going to come in, sit down at their desk and just do their job and be told what to do. They want people to come in and assess the business, assess, okay, what's going on in this company right now? And how could we be better? So adopting this entrepreneurial mindset, I think, is really, really crucial. And thinking about how can we innovate? How can we keep on growing and advancing? And what new technology stack could we be embracing? And these are all like really, I guess, exciting ways to think. But trust me, if you're not thinking constantly, who could take my job? Who could put me out of business? Somebody or something is going to come along and do that. And that's why I'm a big reader. Like I said to you, I think the other week, I read a book called Your Next Five Moves. And again, this sort of illustrates this whole entrepreneurial mindset of thinking five moves ahead. What's coming? How can I get ahead? And how can I use this to my advantage? So have the entrepreneurial mindset, be creative, be a problem solver, think outside the box, think big, and don't be afraid to take a few risks, because from these risk taking, from these small micro failures, you will learn along the way and you will, as they say, fail your way to success, right? So many entrepreneurs I know have failed, they've made mistakes, but they've kept on getting back up, learned from those failures so it wasn't a failure, and come out the other end with so much knowledge to share and wisdom and gone on to do some incredible things. So entrepreneurial mindset, that's what I mean by that. And the final point of the four, I believe, must-dos is network. I mean, it's a saying as old as time, but they do say, obviously, your network is your net worth. And more and more and more, I'm seeing people get given opportunities because of their network. And honestly, when I reflect on my own career, I know had I not invested as much time into networking, into meeting people, into putting myself into the rooms that I want to be in, I would not be where I am today. So I know networking can be quite scary, and we all live busy lives. So when we network, we want it to be, you know, I guess a good use of our time. But we've done a whole episode, Pam and I, around how to network like a pro. But the biggest piece of advice that I could give you is just pick maybe one networking event a quarter, one networking event. And you think, well, I'm going to go to that because I want to push myself out of my comfort zone. It's an interesting topic that I want to learn more about. And I want to be in a room of other career professionals that are like-minded and also looking to get ahead and learn something. As you all know, I do run networking events. We have our sisterhood socials, and look, we've got one coming up, and actually it has officially sold out. I mean, it's actually quite insane. We promoted it, I think, literally for about a week, and it's sold out instantly, which is absolutely fantastic. But next time that we run a networking event, make sure that you do register for that, because our events do seem to be selling out very quickly. But look, building that strong network, both inside your organization, outside your organization, is absolutely crucial. This all comes back to being visible, being known in your industry as the expert. You know, working on your professional brand is also really important. But I can't tell you that enough, and I can't stress this enough, that if you don't sort of start to get known in your organization or get known by people in your industry, you could quite easily fall behind, because when I honestly reflect back on all of the opportunities I've had, it's usually because I've been introduced by somebody or, oh, Georgie, you need to meet so-and-so. And it just becomes easier the more people that you know. So networking is absolutely crucial for career advancement, for just, I guess, general knowledge accumulation, just being in the right rooms with the right people. But yeah, do not neglect your networking. It's absolutely crucial. And look, leverage social media, leverage online webinars, connect to people in your business, connect to people in your industry, share your thoughts, become a thought leader in your industry as well. These are all absolutely crucial things that me, myself, do a lot of, and it's paying off in a really big way. So again, sort of giving away all my secrets, but network like a pro. Do not neglect this. It's absolutely crucial. But look, that is today's episode. They are my four absolutely must do's. Do not neglect these if you want to get ahead in your career, in your life, because look, change is the only constant in life. Change is coming, the pace is speeding up, and I want to make sure that every single person that listens to this podcast is going to be future-proofing their career in all of the right ways. So reach out to me, let me know what your biggest takeaway was today. And please also let me know if there's something that you want me to speak about. I absolutely love hearing from you. So shoot me a message on LinkedIn or Instagram, wherever you hang out the most. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Have a good one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.